mom's a little hungover. She's in bed. Typical dad life.
What did you guys? Father. Did you guys get after it?
Yeah, last night we got out. She got out. Well, I got after it too, but I don't get hungover.
Oh, really?
It was her night to get crazy, and now she's in bed.
Welcome to episode 10 of the new Baby Who Dis podcast, featuring myself, Paul Stokes, and my fellow dad, Anthony Bayrudy. It's pretty cloudy in Vancouver. How was your weekend?
Outstanding. What could be better?
Really?
Every day's good, man. We're chilling. We were out by the at the pier yesterday, hanging out. A lot of people out there. We had a little Joey's. You know, walked the kid around.
It was gorgeous yesterday.
Yeah, it was gorgeous, spectacular. Which got me thinking: when are you getting your kids started in sports, and when is sports a thing?
In my head, right away, I'm like, the sooner the better. I actually got asked this question the other day, because I have a girl. You know, what would you say the most popular sports are for girls? Is it basketball? Is it soccer? Is it field hockey?
It's soccer, number one. Is by far, it... not even close. Everybody plays soccer at least before they quit, because soccer sucks.
What age you quit?
It's different for everybody. They're trying to weed everybody out, right? They want the absolute best kids because they think that they can compete at the national level. So they push the tempo. They go every day. They play in the rain. They do everything, right? So they're trying to weed people out. But, you know, listen, so soccer is number one. Basketball is a late starter sport. So you don't see basketball until, like, you know, maybe grade seven, eight, nine. That's when you see basketball. So it's not as big. Then you know, gymnastics is big. Swimming is big.
Yeah.
So those are the big ones. Field hockey is a pocket sport. So, like, certain areas, West Van, North Van's big field hockey, maybe not so much in other places.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I want her to play every sport she can. If she wants to play hockey, go nuts. If she wants to play, you know, if she wants to be a boxer, go nuts. If she wants to do karate, you know, have at her. It's actually going to be quite fascinating of, like, when she wants to start. Because, like, obviously she's going to see her friends do it, and so she'll want to do it as well.
But for me, I don't know. For Eli, like, we're going to force a couple things on him. Like, one, he's going to be doing swimming.
Shocker, you're going to force some things.
Yeah. Swimming, he's going to be a swimmer, whether he wants to or not.
Really?
Yeah, because I want him up at 6. Like, let's go. He's not going to know what it's like. It's like, I don't get to sleep in. He starts crying at 6. Might as well be swimming, buddy. Let's go.
Well, that means you're going to have to get up at 5:30.
Yeah, whatever. I don't sleep. It doesn't matter.
No, I know. So you think, is swimming the early sport? Hockey's pretty early, too.
Hockey. I mean, we're in Canada, right? So hockey.
You going to get Eli on the skates?
Maybe. We'll try. It's not in the genetics, you know what I mean?
You didn't play hockey?
I could skate. I was never good at hockey, no.
Did you play roller hockey, like out in the street?
No. I mean, I lived on 15th and Mahan, right? So the out in the street thing's not really a thing for where I lived.
No, fair enough.
I hit my car pretty quick. Whereas where you lived. where you lived.
I was imagining you going to someone else's house, really.
Right.
But yeah, if people wanted to play roller hockey, they'd be coming down to Norgay, or we'd be going up to Pembroke Heights.
Exactly right. Where there's very few cars, very few people, you know, end up cul-de-sac kind of situation. We, you know, I lived on a main road right in front of a bus stop, so probably that was never going to happen. The other thing is there was really never very many kids in the area. There was this one family two houses down that had a kid my age. One was a couple of years older, one was a couple of years younger. Other than that, honestly. And I used to canvass door to door for the Cancer Society. So we used to go for the Cancer Society. So I would go see who lived in every single house. I knew who lived in these houses. There was a girl like a block away on the opposite side of the block. I was like, there wasn't kids. That's not where it was.
So when you grew up, it wasn't like, there wasn't like block parties, or there wasn't like kids coming to knock on your door like, hey, Ant, can Anthony come play?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. That's like basically my childhood. We used to call and be like, I'd be like, hey, can Chris come out and play?
Right.
Just call the old phone. I still remember a lot of my buddies. Like, do you remember your buddy's phone numbers back in the day?
Give me the first two digits of your home phone number.
Well, it was 604. Well, it was before 604. Remember when they added 604?
Yeah, I remember. Like, what the hell?
So mine was 988.
251.
7251.
There you go. Bam, bam. I said oh. First two digits. You had to, why'd you keep going? Anyway, 7251.
You said first two digits.
Yeah, you said 988. That's three digits.
That's true. I just mushed the eight together.
We're going to get mom to go over math with the baby. Okay. Math is not Paul. That's
we're hey, go. we both weren't good at math.
I was good at math.
You were good at math?
Like adding, subtracting, multiplying. I can do that. Now, when they put letters in there, no. Don't put letters.
What did you graduate with?
What do you mean?
What math? Math 11?
No, math 12. I did math 12 in the summer. Miss Bamford told me I wasn't allowed to take her class.
Do you remember Miss Martin's with me in grade 9?
Yeah, I mean, you put on a little bit of a show. It was one of those situations.
It was a great situation.
I don't know if it was a great situation. So for those of you who don't know, Paul got into a massive argument with at STA, there's like two math teachers in the whole school, and they teach all the math.
It wasn't a massive argument. I think you're going to tell the story wrong.
Go ahead, Paul. You tell the story.
Yeah. Okay. So I'll just tell it quickly. Fraser McLernan got up, and it was the bell is already gone, and Miss Martin's like, no one's leaving. Fraser McLernan got up as a joke, and she's like, ha ha ha, I dare someone to do that. And as the class clown I am, I was like, I got to do it. She's daring me. So I got up, and everybody in the class is like, what is he doing? What is he doing? I put my chair up and everything on the desk because we're the last fucking class of the day. Chair up on the desk, grab my books, and walk out. And supposedly she said, if you leave, you're never coming back.
She did say that. I was happy. I still remember it. It's been 23 years probably.
And I walked out, and then everyone walks out maybe 2 minutes later, and everyone's just like, you're fucked. Like, you're done. And Miss Martin's comes steaming out of the classroom, steaming out. And I'm opening my locker, and she just grabs me. She's like, hey, she's like, come with me right now. I'm like, oh, okay. So she brings me up to the office, into the principal's office. Obviously, she lays into me. She's like, well, you're never coming back in my class. You're never – all this stuff. Mr. Campbell's just like, Paul, what did you do? I was like, I don't know. She dared, boy. Anyways, next story. Next time we go into the class, there's a desk outside the classroom on the side of the door. And she's like, that's your desk for the rest of the year.
And it was not late in the year.
I don't think that's legal in any way, shape, or form.
Well, I think what happened was she probably told Mr. Campbell, like, he's not coming back in the class. And he said, you're the only math teacher in the grade. There's nowhere else for him to go. Well, he's not allowed in the room. And Chris is like, probably, I don't know, put him at the door or something.
Bye. And I couldn't block the
door, but he's not stepping one foot into my classroom.
She's like, you can try and learn. You can try and learn from outside. They wouldn't put the desk in the doorway because it was a fire hazard.
Right.
So I had to be like halfway in, halfway out. So I'd be like peering my head through the door and be like, what were you guys doing there? Now, obviously that year went on, failed it because I didn't pay attention. So I had to repeat math 9 when I was in grade 10. And this is the kicker of the whole story. I'm in the back, obviously don't know any of the kids, don't know any of the guys. So I'm just chilling, trying to get through, keeping quiet, know my role. I think halfway through the year or something, same situation happened. She was keeping people, and someone made the joke like, well, what if we just leave kind of thing? And from the back, I was like, don't do it. It's a trick. And the whole class just started bursting out laughing. And even Miss Martin started crying, laughing. And she's just like, okay, I get you now. I get you now. And then from that moment, we were just like best buds, and she helped me through.
Okay, so kid's haircut. Has your kid gotten a haircut yet?
No, I mean, it's actually quite funny. She has, so her hair, so she's bald, and then she has the strip in the back. Did Eli, oh no, Eli came out full hair.
So we got Eli's hair cut a couple weeks ago.
Where?
Lonsdale Key. Lady did a good job, but it was like silly expensive. And line up nonstop all day. And, but it was fun, you know, he gets to sit in a little car and she cuts the hair and I'm holding him in there because the car doesn't really seem like it looks like he can fall through the car. So it's kind of like one of those things like, I know that you've done this for a while, but is this really how this is supposed to go here? Because this, look, this could end poorly. And so he ends up getting his hair cut, you know, his hair looked good. It is, it grows uneven, right? So we just
right.
A little bit, didn't cut too much, but it just needed a little trim.
But that's always the situation when you're getting your hair cut. Halfway through, you're kind of like, is this going to turn out okay? And then they switch it right at the end. There's like boom, 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 boom.
There you go.
When? How long did it take to cut his hair?
Oh, we did like a power move. We did, it was like 8 to 10 minutes.
In and out.
Bam, 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 bam.
Now, so how much was that?
$31.
It cost more for your kid than you?
It was unbelievable. And it was like, I'm talking 10 minutes max.
So are you kind of mad?
And I was entertaining the kid. It's not like the lady wasn't entertaining the kid. I had to entertain him the whole time to make sure he didn't lose his mind. He was very good about it though, Eli. He didn't, no problems.
These are the kind of things you need to videotape.
He was pretty good. He was good. He was good. Well, I did. We did. We took 1,000 pictures and 1,000 videos.
Right.
He was pretty chill. He hasn't really caused any problems. The only time he caused some problems was yesterday. What does this happen? Do you ever, when you're up on, go to bedtime, does she start getting antsy?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So that's literally what we're going through right now. It changed overnight. We had a routine that, we started to get our routine going. Wind down, get her ready for a bath. Lex does the bath. Then I take her out of the bath. I dry her. Some nights I'd walk her around. Some nights she would be already pretty tired. Bring baby into the bed. Lex feeds. Lights down. Bedtime. The last like 6 days, 10 to 15 minutes into feed, panic attack. Just an absolute, just crying, hating where she is, like going, like cries that we've never even heard before for no reason. And supposedly it's like a growth spurt or she's going through like a stage. But like, and then so what we were doing is then getting up and then calming her down and for like an hour and a half, but nothing was calming her down. It was like she was just had to do this for an hour and a half, get out all this anger, get out all this crying. And then we're like, this is crazy. And so then she would calm down, but then you'd be exhausted from dealing with all that. So everyone's like, okay, everyone's just going to bed now. So we would all just go to bed.
Our guest today?
Oh, right. Yeah.
He's got a bunch of kids and a bunch of sports, so he'll be able to tell us what it was like.
This interview is brought to you by City Errands. City Errands is a time-saving service provider giving you the ability to accomplish more with a little help. Our main goal at City Errands is to find creative, time-saving solutions for your daily life. How it works is as simple as passing your to-do list to a trusted and professional personal assistant. Whether you are a small business, corporation, or a personal client, City Errands has the experience and knowledge to ensure you will receive assistance needed to simplify your life. So check out cityerrands.com, where freedom is in your future.
We are very excited to bring on our next guest here. He came into our lives as our friend's boyfriend, then turned into the husband, and is now a dad of three kids. Welcome to the podcast, Alex Bilecki.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
So first, we always like to ask our guests to give us a rundown of their kids, age, and yeah.
Okay, well, I got three kids. Started with a boy, Mr. Carter, my champion. He's 7 years old, turning 8. Then we got a...
That's crazy, 7 years old. Wow.
Isn't that crazy? He'll be 8 in a few months, which is nuts, because it feels like yesterday we just had him. Then I got a daughter, Alyssa. She's 5, turning 6. And then in my company today is my littlest one, Chloe. And she's right there. And she's only 8 months old. So we got our hands full with three kids, two dogs, a wife and a husband to deal with every day.
Where are you right now? It's our first ever on-location interview.
On location. We are at Cultus Lake, beautiful British Columbia.
Holy shit.
That is beautiful, yeah.
This is where I have my morning coffee, on the docks, just hanging out, trying to get a little bit of peace and quiet before the mayhem starts.
Well, no, the difference between, like, me and Anthony as just having a kid, this guy's, like, on his cell phone on a dock in the middle of the lake about to have a coffee with a kid in a stroller while filming. Like, just au naturel.
This is how we do it, and it just becomes normal. Chaos is part of life now.
Honestly. I guess so. The first question is, what is the biggest difference between when you, or even if you can remember, when you had Carter to Alyssa to Chloe, as far as, like, caring so much about stuff, I guess.
Well, the first one is always a challenge, and you're probably, like, over worried. And I think we took Carter to the hospital like 35 times. Every time he would cough or, you know, sneeze or, you know, have a fever, we're like, oh yeah, pack the bags, we're going to the hospital. So we go to the hospital probably like 30 times, seriously, with Carter. Like every weekend we went to the hospital. Then came Alyssa. She is a handful. She's unfortunately like her father. She's full of energy and very loud. Made us think about having more kids. We thought, let's not do that because she's crazy. Because if we have another one like her, we are going to kill ourselves. But second one is easier. You get used to it. You're not so scared of, you know, the situation, the bleeding nose, the cut on the knee. You're just like, yeah, suck it up, buttercup. Let's go. Let's move to the next step. You'll be fine. And then we got the third one, and as you can see, she's just hanging out just by the dock in a little jumper, enjoying the sunshine. She cries, and we're like, say, I think the baby's crying. And Chrissy says, yeah, I know. It's fine. So
it gets easier. She's 5 years later, right?
Yeah, she's five.
They had to think about it for a while.
Yeah, the second one was crazy. Like, Alyssa was just, she was just a good sleeper. Other than that, she's a maniac, like me. Carter is an angel. He's a mama's boy. He's very kind and gentle and, you know, hangs out and listens and follows instructions. Alyssa does not do any of those things. She does whatever she wants, whenever she wants. And if you say no, she throws a hissy fit and tells you to beat it. This one, we don't know. She sleeps really good. She's kind of cute as hell. So far,
she's really cute.
So yeah, so
far, welcome to the podcast, Chloe.
Say hi.
Our first baby.
Yeah, so she's cool. And
yeah, so like, I just, so we're clear here, I went to school with Chrissy since kindergarten. I would say she was probably very similar to that. So I wouldn't blame dad for the whole thing.
No, her mom curses her every day and says, you deserve every minute of it. You got yourself. So it's quite entertaining because Alyssa, which is the middle child, which Chrissy was the middle child, like Caroline is her older sister, which was an angel. Then we got, you know, Chrissy, who was the devil.
Continue. Yeah.
Yeah. Better of the three. Then came Sarah, which was like, you know, super nice, super calm, very quiet, you know. It's all good. So Chrissy got herself as the middle child, daughter, a maniac, attitude of her husband. So she's in for a tough ride.
You know what? But it's been good. So one of the things we were just talking about before you came on is when you get kids started in sports, you're obviously wearing an HPL hockey, so you're definitely taking sports seriously. So we're talking when you get them started. What was the first sport you got him started with? Give us a little rundown through the ages, and then tell us when Chloe's getting started and what she's starting with.
Yeah, sure, for sure. So Carter is being trained to be a champion, and he started probably soccer when he was 3 years old. He probably started skating when he was like a year and a half years old. I actually have a really cool video. I took him to Sport Check to buy his first pair of skates. We tried on the pair of skates. We took it off him because it didn't fit, and he lost his marbles. He was just crying. He loves hockey like there's no tomorrow. And he's been basically playing hockey and soccer since he was three. Then when he turned five, we put him into baseball. So currently he plays baseball as well.
Nice.
So he plays hockey, soccer, baseball, basketball for fun, of course, but he's not in any competitive basketball, but he's in competitive baseball and very competitive hockey. And then he plays baseball on the weekends. He had baseball yesterday. He's not a superstar yet, but we're hoping that improves sooner than later.
When do they tear him? When do they take him from just play with your buddies to HBL, like seven in?
Yeah. Yes. So like basically 2012, like they start like H1 at five, basically. So they're like basically just skating around, doing nothing, right? Just learning how to skate, learning to like get a stick in their hand and whatnot. And then six was like, we did Kukula Minor. And basically at six, I had him already in some HBL programs. And then seven, now Carter actually plays junior Steelers at the Bernie Bruno Club, and he's on the AAA elite team. So he's put in the hard work, and he's already on an elite team. So he's practices Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, an hour and a half each day.
Holy shit.
It's already like a pro or nothing kind of thing already. Like some of those kids are like, you won't believe the stuff that these guys do for practice. Like sometimes I'm like the manager, so I kind of get to watch on the ice, luckily. And dude, sometimes I'm like, God damn, these kids got to be dying. Like there's no way that they can keep skating around in circles, but they come off the ice. They're soaking wet, you know, drenched. Carter's trying to grow a flow out. That's his new thing. He wants to grow the hair out. His mom's not having any of it. Dad said, hey man, if you want to grow the flow, go.
In
the
hockey
flow,
terms, that's called a salad. So you should be like, yes, throw that salad, boy.
Yeah. Yeah. So he's liking that. He loves baseball. And then as far as him, that's his schedule. Alyssa, we have her in cheer. So she does competitive cheer. She's actually pretty awesome and flexible. She can bend in half. I don't know how, but she does bend in half. She does cheer, and then she does soccer. So we started cheer pretty much at like four, and we started soccer about three. So she was playing soccer for 2.5 years and cheer for 2 years.
Now, does cheer kind of like you go into like a gymnastics studio and they put you in cheer?
Yeah. Yeah, so it's called VAS, V-A-S, it's out of Coquitlam, and they're a very, like, kind of well-sought-out, you know, kind of like HBL. They're like a big dance studio, and you go there, it's like a gymnastics plus cheer. Gotcha. So they do a little bit of gymnastics, they do some flips and tumbling and stuff like that. They do some, like, trampoline work, and then they do cheer. So they do, like, a routine of, you know, jumping and cheering and whatever cheer girls do.
And would you say... after obviously putting them in all these sports and stuff, they get home, they're just so tired.
Oh. No. They don't get tired. Okay. Carter literally gets off the ice after like an hour and a half where I would be like dying and wanting to like sleep for 4 days. He gets home and he grabs his hockey stick, and in our basement we have like a little, you know, synthetic ice and some nets, and he's downstairs shooting. Then he wants to go outside and run around with his buddy Simon, neighborhood kid, and they want to play, you know, Nerf guns, and they just go, man. We're at the lake. These guys play for like 10 hours a day, nonstop, street hockey, basketball, swimming. These kids, right now, the lake water is 51 Fahrenheit. That's like 7 degrees barely, and they were swimming in the water yesterday.
Yesterday was pretty nice.
I'd like to see any of... you put your foot in the water, yeah. It won't be so nice. Like my toes are in the water right now. It's my toes about to fall off. It's freezing. These kids are just crazy. And here, we have got the old timers here. These guys are about like 60 years old, and they just went for a ski. Every morning they go for a ski, and then they take their boats out of the water, and then they wax it and wash it, and they put it in front of their, you know, nice trailer.
That's gonna be you in 30 years.
That's how they roll. That's what I dream of inspiring. To be just like these old guys, living the dream on the lake.
When is she going to have her first thing that you're going to do with her?
Yeah, so Chloe's already, we're going to sign her up for when she's two, probably indoor soccer. And then she probably, I don't know, I'm going to put her in tennis because tennis is my background and none of my other two really took the tennis.
What's that about? I know you were a big tennis guy, so why you didn't even try it or what?
No, I did. I put Carter in tennis for about 2 years. He didn't love it. It's a hard sport to start young because you're not very good. It's very difficult to actually get success. So unfortunately with the kids, he didn't really like it. He was good at other sports naturally right away. So he played tennis for 2 years and he just was like, I don't like it. Plus his schedule is crazy. He plays, you know, one Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday hockey, Saturday, Sunday, 2 hours a day, so 4 hours baseball. There wasn't really much time for tennis. I got him in martial arts a little bit here and there. And that was cool for a couple of years, but it wasn't something that we're like continuing because the schedule is just too much with hockey. And then she's going to play tennis. So I'm hoping that she's going to be my surf girl and my tennis girl because neither one of my kids play tennis or surf. So those are my two passions. So I'm hoping this one jumps on board, right? You going to be a tennis player?
The weight of the world is on your shoulders, kid.
Serena Williams ain't got nothing on Chloe.
There we go.
Right. So hopefully
Lex's mom is into tennis a lot. I feel like, yeah, Bailey's me playing tennis. I mean, I'd love for her to play golf as well. I think that'd be dope to like go for a round of golf.
Yeah, well, we golf and stuff. Like me and Carter go to the driving range. Like I got clubs at the lake. There's a nice little golf course around here. We go to the range. We have lunch and we hit golf balls around. But it's not something that is competitive. But I got him in everything. Like he plays golf. He plays soccer. He plays hockey. We play basketball. You know, Gretzky said, play all the sports, man. You know, don't pick a sport. You got to do everything. And then eventually one of them you'll just naturally thrive at. And then you kind of, at that age, you know, after 10, 11, you pick a sport and then you just go all in, right? Hopefully. There's no book about it. That's what I'm just going with it.
I mean, did you go out and pursue all these, though? Is this you being like signing him up and like, yeah, here we go? Or well, did he have any interest?
No, he's obsessed with hockey. So we play hockey like 100 times a day, all day, every day. So he loves hockey. He tried to quit soccer at age 5 because a couple of his friends dropped out. And I said, absolutely not. We don't drop out of anything until you're after 10. Nice. So you play sports, every sport until 10. And then at 10, hopefully, you know, as a parent or as a coach, you kind of gauge, okay, you know, like my kid's good at this. We're going to like drop some of the stuff that, not that we're going to drop it. We're just going to play house. Like he plays house soccer, but he plays, you know, rep hockey. You can't do rep soccer, rep baseball, rep. Like, you're just not going to be able to do it. Or you're going to make your kid hate sports and hate his life. And then it's just not fun, right? You got to keep it still fun and entertaining and let them enjoy what their, you know, their everyday stuff.
She likes talking.
Yeah, she talks a lot.
Okay, so let's talk about this. So you're obviously, you're out camping with the kids. Talk about the first time a kid gets to go camping or like what it was like to go on vacation with the kids right off the top. I mean, obviously, you know, we're in COVID times, so Paul and I really haven't had the chance to go anywhere.
Well, she's been camping 3 days after, 4 days after she was born. She was at the lake. So we had her at the hospital. We had to unfortunately stay at the hospital for a couple of days because Christy had a C-section. And then right after that, I think it was like on Monday or Tuesday, she went to the hospital. And Saturday, we were at the lake. So. Wow. So the third one gets easier because less and less things.
You're not worried about it anymore.
Yeah. Like I remember like the first day when we had Carter, people were like, oh man, you can't leave your house for 30 days. Like the baby's going to like die if you leave your house. And we're like, okay, we won't leave the house then. We're not going to leave the house. The baby's going to die. But none of that stuff happens. So everything is all good, you know?
About where your location is though, I guess you moved. I don't know what year you guys moved to Coquitlam, but did you have an idea that you wanted to raise your kids in Coquitlam, or did it kind of just turn into that?
Well, fortunately or unfortunately, I lived in Coquitlam, and obviously Christy's from a North Van, but I already had a house and I was already established in Coquitlam, so you know she had no choice but to get out of that super nice place called North Van, fight the traffic, and come to the suburbs, right, and hang out.
Well, you guys timed Coquitlam perfectly, right? I mean, like, when you guys moved there was when the mass migration to Coquitlam happened. I mean, like, you literally couldn't have timed it better.
Well, yeah, like, you know, luckily, you know, I had a couple of properties in Coquitlam, so we kind of got stuck out there. And then when Christy came, it was great because we, you know, ventured out together and bought a house and then just started growing the family. And it's been super awesome. We've had some great friends in Coquitlam, great friends in North Van. Not that North Van has any bad thing to say about it, but it's far, man. Getting out of North Van's hard. So we picked Coquitlam, and it's been great so far. I'm trying to drag her out to Abbotsford or Chilliwack because the house pricings are like, you still can get a deal.
That's great.
Hey, look at this, buddy.
Gorgeous. Good to visit. You should visit it sometime.
Dude, yeah, they go up every weekend.
6 months of the year, we're at the lake.
Like, it is absolutely stunning where you are right now.
Yeah, like, this is what I do, man. I just come out, sit on the dock. Beautiful. Like there's another jet boat.
Do you guys still have a boat?
Yeah, of course. Yes, yes. That's my favorite possession of my life. I will never give up the boat.
that's your favorite possession of your life?
Yeah. The boat is the best.
That's amazing. I guess because we're going through it now, I'm just wondering, like, when Carter was born, was there, like, sound machines when you put him down to sleep?
Yes. Yeah, we had, like, one of those, like, wave ones or white noise or whatever they call it. We use one, actually, for Chloe still.
Right.
It's good because it basically just kind of kills the background noise and just gives them something to listen to. I think, I don't know if it works, but we use it for sure.
No, totally. I mean, we're using it. We found that the sounds that I was using when she was, like, 1 week, 2 weeks, kind of to calm her down. We took a break from it, but now we're bringing that back. And now when we put her in her crib, we use that same sound, and it kind of gives her that comfort. And she's kind of like, oh, perfect, and like goes to sleep with it.
But I was we actually used to use music a lot too. We used to put like Christy's phone by her belly when she was pregnant, or like a little speaker,
right?
And basically play some, you know, soft music or whatnot. And actually, like, all my kids love music, which is interesting because like I'm not really a big music person, but all the kids just, they love music. I don't know if it was because we played music for them when they were babies, or
and as
they just like music.
Do you mean as far as just dancing, or you think they're gonna be playing instruments?
Well, I don't know. They like both my like Alyssa and Carter both love music. Carter thinks he's a DJ. He like knows all the songs. He knows all the words to lots of songs. And it's interesting. And Alyssa's like obviously a big dancer. She like every time she hears music, she's dancing and she's, you know, jumping up and down and loving it. So interesting. It would be something that would be nice to something to try with your next kid. Play a lot of music and see if
we definitely
see if they.
I mean, oh, hi, how you doing? Look at that head of hair.
Yeah, and I actually shaved her head at 3 months. You know, the brown way.
Shaved her head.
Yeah. So what happens is, you know, when your kids are born, they have like baby hair, right? So it's like a little bit of fuzzy, or it's not like super. Like, you know, got some empty spots or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I just took her hair and I convinced Christy. She might have cried it a little bit. But one day I just grabbed a razor. I'm like, this is going to be much better for her hair in the long run. We're going to shave it off. And we shaved her hair.
Aww.
And now she actually has curly hair. Her curls are starting to slowly come back. But
Bailey's bald as a cue ball.
You should shave her head as soon as
there's no hair. She has like a strip in the back right here.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm talking about. So, like, little things like that. You wait until it grows out a little bit more so there's some oomph to it, and then just shave it all, and then it all comes back in one length. Right. Hopefully a little thicker is what they say.
Oh, bless you. something we actually haven't talked about on this yet. What advice would you give as far as having kids with your wife? What's relationship advice that you feel has got you guys through having three kids?
Make time for yourselves. You know, definitely do a date night. Even if it's not a date night, you know, don't let the kids rule your life. Let the kids come be part of your life. You know what I mean? Like, instead of being like everything about the kids, as much as we love the kids and we do everything we can in our power to make their life great, we also make time for ourselves. You know, we go for walks together, hold hands together, you know, and go for a coffee, stroll, talk. Have a nice dinner talk. We always, my big thing is dinner at the table, the whole family, no matter what. No matter who you are, where you are, what your thing is, you should always have dinner at the table, because that's when the conversations about the kids' days go, about your day goes. You get to feel, you know what your wife's feeling or your husband's feeling.
It's a good time to bring everyone together.
Yeah, and just kind of have a chat and kind of just, you know, bring the day together and, recap and focus, because it's funny because you'd be surprised what kind of things come out of a kid's mouth when you ask them how their day is at a dinner table rather than if they're watching TV or playing on an iPad or
no phones at the dinner table.
Oh yeah, no, I don't no phones on the dinner table, no TVs in the kids' rooms. They have iPads, you know, no problem. I don't mind playing on iPads, but no TV and no phones at the dinner table for sure.
100%. Leon Christy, never phone on the dinner table.
Never what?
No phones at the dinner table ever.
Oh, well, she doesn't count, apparently. The rule for her doesn't apply because she says she's just doing something for the family.
Right.
That's, you know, I'm just doing this one thing for this. I'm buying this for the house. I'm setting up this for whatever. She's always got something that she's doing that is for the family's better. Of the world, but really she's texting her friend.
No, I understand.
Yeah, she's texting her friends. She's not. She's not doing anything.
Well, anyway, listen, texting. Man. You obviously got a full day ahead of you.
Yeah, bro.
We appreciate you taking the time. This has been a unique experience for our 10th episode. We've had the
thank you. I appreciate you guys.
Experience. You know, you're probably the most senior of the
pair. The senior dad for sure.
Yeah.
In the action still. So it's been cool, and I appreciate it. And say hi to the fam for me. And
I will.
Walt, what do you got for him?
Thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it. Sorry about the little bit of the baby hassle, but mom's going in bed right now, so we got to. This is dad life, bro. This is what it is.
You just got to keep rolling with it. I mean, we got to get her. She needs to meet Eli, and Eli needs to meet her, so we'll get that happening soon.
Excellent, for sure.
Really appreciate it, Alex.
Good luck, boys. If you need any advice or you need anything, not that I know what I'm doing, but I'm here to talk.
We'll see you most of it for sure. Appreciate it.
Have a great day.
Talk to you soon. Bye.